Today, we're going to talk about artificial intelligence. It's AI, kind of the buzz letters that have been coming to us over time, and now it's kind of really here. And how do we utilize it to our best, especially if you're a small business? And today, we talk with Laka Shriram, a VP of Product and U.S. Independence at GoDaddy. I understand you guys put together one of the first ever surveys with small business. Tell us about that, and what were you hoping to understand?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bruce. I'm excited to be here. Yeah, so we did a survey trying to understand about how our small business owners are thinking about generative AI and how they're planning to use it. And we found that 57% of them are interested in using generative AI, but only 33% of them are confident enough about what it is and how to actually use it. So while there is interest and potential for the technology amongst our small business community within GoDaddy, but there is a lack of understanding of its capabilities and uses. And that's where we were, like, that was one of the areas where we at GoDaddy are making a difference for our 21 plus million customers. We have generative AI powered tools and capabilities being included in every aspect of the customer's online journey, whether it's building website products or e-commerce product descriptions, logo generations, and so on. The AI parts are seamlessly integrated in the customer experience, helping them accelerate their growth and be successful.
You mentioned talking about people are hesitant of it. How do they get used to it? Sometimes we use it in our own time. In other words, we become comfortable just doing silly things with it. What's the process to get them to understand how it best works for their small business?
Yeah, I think it's just try and use it, right? Just get familiar with it, experiment with it. It's really easy to use, and it's of literally no cost, additional cost. So just try it. And the main aspect of it would be useful to realize, or a small business owner who's trying it would soon realize, is around prompt engineering. Prompt is basically the input that you would enter into the AI chatbot or the tool that you're using to get an output from it. And prompt engineering is where you continuously fine-tune yourself as you experiment with it a lot more to get the catered responses that you want, especially as you grow and scale. And we have a prompt library, which is a great place for anyone who wants to try out generative AI to go to and use it and try things out.
What is the most or maybe the easiest thing to sort of enter into the AI realm within the small business? What areas is it best served or taking the small steps into using, integrating that into your business? What areas?
Yeah. The top three things that small business owners can utilize generative AI are in: one is building the content and brand. Generative AI can help in building tailored content for the website, for logo, for social media posts, ads, emails, et cetera, and save precious time and effort for business owners. And the second one is enhancing customer experience. Like, business owners can use AI-powered chatbots to offer real-time customer engagement and answering queries and providing product information, et cetera, for their customers. And again, helping them be successful and grow. And the third one is personalization at scale. Business owners can use AI to analyze customer data, sales trends, marketing information, and arrive at insights that can guide critical business decisions. And each of those decisions can be catered to a specific cohort of audiences that they want to target and have it personalized for them.
We're talking today with Laka Shriram, the VP of Product and U.S. Independence at GoDaddy, all about artificial intelligence, AI, and how it's helping to grow small businesses. What about the generational gap that maybe sometimes comes with technology? How can you help people with that?
Yeah, from our surveys, we saw that younger generations are more likely to experiment with the technology they are familiar with. Right? But it's important to understand that AI can be useful as a tool no matter what part of the journey a small business owner is in, regardless of their age. And the prompts and the prompt library that I mentioned earlier is, again, a fantastic place for someone to start and try things out if they are skeptical and a little hesitant to try it.
AI is just a part of it. Really, you're not just turning it over to some artificial intelligence or generative AI. You kind of have to look it over. You know, it creates a content, but then you kind of are ultimately responsible for what's put in there. So obviously, there's still some part of the human input to see whether this that was given to you fits your brand, fits what your message wants to be. Correct?
Absolutely spot on. The aim or what generative AI can provide, it cannot replace human effort completely. But it's an additional tool that individuals and business owners can and should use and lean into the technology and use it as a support system to enhance their capabilities, to enhance their productivity. And yes, the individuals need to review the output of what the AI provides to them and ensure like it is catered correctly and it's accurate and coherent and aligned to the intended goals that they have.
Is all AI created the same? How do we know we're getting some legitimate AI, as it were? I mean, every time you get into the internet, there's always somebody out there trying to scam you in some way or figure something out. What's the best way to know that you're doing something that's legitimate and that it has quality and is positive?
Yeah, there are specific set of the large scale companies that own and that help everybody access generative AI. Like OpenAI is one that comes to my mind as an example. You're right, there are multiple different sources of models and generative AI tools. But that's one of the biggest benefits that we provide to our customers is we make that decision on behalf of the customer, and we simplify it for our customers at GoDaddy. Oh. Like we look at all these available resources, find the best one and the most accurate one for you, and provide it in a seamless way for you in our GoDaddy tool.
If people want to get some more information about this, try to sort of put their foot in the water of AI, where's a good place to get some details on this sort of thing?
Yeah, we have lots of resources and AI-powered products at GoDaddy, and the best place for them, for anyone to go to get additional information is GoDaddy.ai. It's that simple. It has prompts. It has videos, short-form videos to help guide people to actually start using generative AI.
Sounds good. Well, it's here upon us. We've heard in the news all sorts of ways, and people are wondering how best to use it, whether it's in education or resources for employers as well. But some good information this morning from Lakesh Viram. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing the details today.
Thank you for having me, Bruce.
That's Lakesh Viram, VP of Products, U.S. Independence at GoDaddy, GoDaddy.ai, site that they recommend you can go to get some information on that.